Welcome to Choo 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 Paranormal Podcast, coming to you live recorded at St. Joseph's Paranormal and Psychic Fair.
Hey, Joe.
We're here again. We're here for the second year.
Second year running.
And
we're sophomores.
It has doubled. There are double the amount of vendors here, double the amount of people. Someone was saying that they had to park down the street
because
the parking lots are all full.
There's a ton of people here today.
It's
Yeah, so Joe and I were here last year. We had an amazing time. We met some amazing people, and they're all back again this
year.
Everybody
is. Yeah, they're
so
all
exciting.
Like, hey. One lady said that she walked in the front door and saw our banner.
All right.
And she's like, oh, my God, they're here.
Yay.
It's like, yeah.
So this year they've expanded the number of vendors that are here, and they have speakers all day long, which is really exciting. I hope we can peek in and listen to some of them. But again, we have psychics, healers, paranormal groups, jewelry salespeople. There's Reiki going on. There is, what else is going on here, Joe? Mark Nesbitt with the Ghost of Gettysburg book.
Yep.
He's there. He was here last year. You guys probably heard him when we interviewed him. We have, let's see, who else? Tri-C is hosting it. Melinda Carver's here again. Our friends from Cleveland Haunts are here. Our friend Derek McBride stopped by.
I saw him, hello. I didn't get a chance to talk to him. I was talking to someone else.
Yeah, so just a great time. The popcorn lady's here, too. I'm so excited about that. But
it's always fun coming. I mean, we drove out last night. And we had dinner with our niece, Mel.
Mm-hmm.
And we pulled up this morning. We didn't set up last night, which usually we do the night before. But we were like, oh, it opens at 10.
Yeah.
We weren't even set up completely, and people were coming up to the booth.
Yeah, it was amazing.
We're almost sold out of dowsing rods already.
I know. That's exciting. We got a really exciting raffle, which is going to go on. And we're also going to do that at the next show. But we have the cutest little Bigfoot dolls.
Yeah.
So cute that we are raffling off.
Yeah, everybody loves them.
They do. You got to get yours. But Joe, I'm excited. I'm feeling some spirit energy here today.
There has
what
been
about
people
you?
Coming up to us already saying that they're, like the one person said they saw a shadow figure already.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where, but this building is so, what do you call it? Expansive or expensive?
Yeah, it's big. It's big.
It's huge. And they're doing the walkthrough tonight. They're not doing a ghost hunt because the fire department won't let them, which
Boo.
I don't understand. But they're doing walkthroughs, and people are getting experience on the walkthrough.
Mm-hmm.
This is the middle of the it's as we're recording this, it's 11:44 a.m.
I
and
know.
People are getting activity.
Yeah.
Tons of people.
Tons
of people. So next year, if you haven't made it out this year, you guys are definitely going to have to come next year.
Weird, Joey.
I felt like...
I just feel really lightheaded all of a sudden. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. It's just weird. Like, something's draining my energy or something.
See? We're bringing on the energy.
You got to be careful who you hug.
She is doing Reiki next to us.
I know.
So, and the way she does it, she, like, gathers the energy and then throws it on the floor.
Maybe it's...
So, maybe she threw some
at pulling my energy.
Maybe she threw some at you, yeah.
Yeah, so...
She's flinging her energy.
Yeah. She's putting it in the trunk.
There you go.
But anyways, no, we are really honored to be here. This is a great event. You know, if you guys get a chance, come and see us at a paranormal event or a conference. It's always a fun time.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing. We get to meet new people. We get to hear about people's paranormal experiences and ghost stories and Bigfoot stories.
Bigfoot.
We've had a lot of people really sharing some interesting encounters they had.
Well, we're in Lorain, Ohio, which is close to Salt Fork and all that. You know, it's Bigfoot country.
And we'll be at the Ohio Bigfoot Conference this year.
Next weekend.
So excited. So excited. That's huge, Joe.
Yeah.
Everybody's going to be there. Cliff Barkman?
Barkman?
That guy from the show.
Yeah. From Hunting Bigfoot?
Yeah, he's going to be there. So hopefully we can get him on the air and maybe just
from what I understand,
hello.
They say that the Ohio Bigfoot Conference is the biggest in the country.
Yeah.
And we're going to find out. I know you've been there already.
It was.
I haven't been there yet.
A ton of people. No, it was amazing. There were so many people. It was like, they had like almost like a flea market I guess you would say garage, not a yard sale, but yeah. It's inside. But they had people like doing wood carvings with chainsaws of big kids and stuff. Yeah, it was really interesting. You could watch it being done. There were, you know, vendors and just really fun, interesting people. There was a giant Bigfoot we got our picture taken with. You can go on our my Facebook page and check it out.
Yeah.
But
so we have a few people lined up to do some interviews today. So yeah. Today's show is going to have some great interviews. Yeah. You guys are going to love them.
Get you some paranormal stories here.
Yeah. So stay tuned, and we'll be right back with our first interview of the day.
Yay.
All right. And we're with Laura G. from Cryptic Paranormal, or excuse me, the Cryptic Paranormal Show.
Karma Radio.
On Karma Radio.
Thanks for coming out to the show today.
Yeah, we thanks for having me.
Old St. Joseph's Haunted Hospital.
Right.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about your show and how long you guys been on air.
Well, we just started the show back in February.
Okay.
We do our show every Thursday night from 8 p.m. to about 10:30, depending on how well our, you know, interviews and whatnot are going. I'm one of the co-hosts, Ariston Minor, who's standing here. He's actually the host of the show. And we basically just touch on pretty much anything and everything paranormal, from, you know, ghost hunting to Sasquatch to aliens to possessions, witchcraft, like pretty much anything that we think could, you know, include the paranormal, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we just kind of go from there, have different guests on every week, do interviews with each of them, have call-ins. And
what got you interested in the paranormal?
Well, Steve here calls me a medium. I don't know that I consider myself a medium, but ever since I was very young, I had different encounters and just kind of knew some things. And so growing up Baptist, I wasn't allowed to fiddle around with that kind of stuff. And then obviously as I've gotten older and, you know, opened myself up to it, my gifts have grown. And so I don't know. I had known Steve from being on his team and the investigation side of things. And once he said he was on the show, I said, hey, what do you think about a co-host?
There you go.
So, yeah, it's been pretty exciting for us.
Do you do any investigating?
We do. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We do investigating on the St. Michael's side of things.
Okay.
We've actually kind of slowed down the investigating due to him being injured in, you know, an accident, and now taking on the radio station. So it's slowed down, but we do them.
Yeah. What was your first shocking moment when you were doing your, I wouldn't say the first paranormal investigation, but what was your first oh crap moment?
It actually probably was before investigating, when I was a little girl.
Okay.
We lived in a house out in Homeworth, Ohio, and it was, if we would have restored it, it could have actually been a historical home.
Mm-hmm.
And my bedroom was in the slave quarters.
Okay.
So I actually had like a three-room bedroom. When you would come in the back door, which used to be the servant's bathroom, we had changed that into a laundry room.
Okay.
And then you could go up this really narrow, tiny staircase to my room.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had a walk-in closet, which from all accounts was a baby's nursery. And then I had like a little living area and then the bedroom. And that's where I remember all of the activity and the oh my gosh moments, because there was a gentleman that would visit me often there. And for a long time I was very scared.
Okay.
I'd sleep with a Bible on my bed, and my mom thought I was crazy just having bad dreams. I'm like, no, Mom, there's something here. So that was probably it for me.
Did you sense it, see it, smell him? How did he appear, or how did you know he was there?
I would always tend to wake up in the middle of the night with him standing beside the bed.
Oh, wow.
He was more of... I always say he because I just know it was a man. I don't know how, but I know it was a man. But he was just a very large shadow man.
Okay.
And, you know, the very first time I seen him in the room, like the way they had built the walls is it went straight up and then kind of that little angle on the side.
Okay.
Well, I had a picture hanging so that it wasn't actually flat against the wall. And so, of course, I'm sitting there feeling like a witch is riding me, like I can't scream for help or anything. And he backs up and he hits that picture. And then I was really like, because I knew that it was real. I wasn't dreaming.
Yeah.
And he just used to come and visit me often. Even moving from house to house, that man stayed with me for quite a long time. And he never did any, I don't think he was actually there to scare me. I think I reminded him of someone or something, because he oftentimes would have his hands, you know, like he was reaching for me or something. And but I was little and scared, you know.
But do you have any sense of who it was? Do you think maybe it was like a family member or somebody in your lineage?
I do not. I think it was a connection to the property itself.
Okay.
There had been, like I said, at servants' quarters, so there were servants there that had passed. There was a barn that had burnt down. Some people died in that.
Oh, no.
I feel like it was an attachment to the ground.
Okay.
But because I was able to see it, that maybe it just was kind of drawn to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Were there any other instances in that house? Did anybody else experience, or just you?
My little sister, which I didn't know. Yeah. I left for the Army. She was still pretty young.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't know till just a couple years ago that we had both experienced this. We were both on second floor.
Mm-hmm.
But before I started seeing spirit there, there was this huge, in my window, and I thought someone was like in the tree with some kind of big flashlight or something poking in the room.
Uh-huh.
And I tried to tell my mom about it, and she was like, that was probably just a car coming up the road, and it just glared. But my sister actually had a similar experience after I left for the Army, and it was something we never talked about.
Okay.
And she was on the opposite side of the house, so it couldn't have been, you know, she was on the part of the house where there was no road, so it couldn't have been a street light or car light.
It's like, oh, thanks, Mom.
Right.
You know, it could be either a ghost or some creepy neighbor.
Or alien abduction.
Yeah.
Right. Hello.
I'm gonna get you. We're not alone.
I'm not real sure like what the correlation was, because that's the only time I've actually experienced. But I mean, through investigating, you know, I've seen orbs and balls of light.
Mm-hmm.
I just remember at that point it being so large that I'm not sure. I'm sure it was some kind of energy force.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Yeah, definitely. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Like that. What else, Joe?
Well, okay, we're all in the radio business, I guess. What would be the best piece of advice you would give someone that wants to, because we talk to a lot of people that want to get into doing podcasting or radio shows.
Mm-hmm.
What's your best piece of advice for them?
Well, I think you just kind of have to have a niche to be able to come on and talk and not get nervous. And, you know, I think Steve and I have both just kind of fallen into it like it's a natural thing for us. So I think as long as you're not afraid of, you know, maybe offending people and speaking your mind and, you know.
Yeah, I mean, you have to have an opinion.
Right.
And stick by it.
And be able to create content. That's the hardest part.
Yeah,
people don't realize. I talk to a lot of people that want to get into podcasting, and they're like, yeah, I can do it. So I'll teach you. But you're going to have to figure out the content every week, you know?
Right. You can't just sit there and BS. Mm-hmm. Like, we had actually one listener that our interview a week ago ended a little earlier than it should have.
Okay.
And, you know, it's a talk show. So we were talking, but it kind of got off topic of the paranormal. And she told our other co-host that she shut us down because we weren't strictly on the paranormal. And I'm thinking, well, you can't get to know us if we're just strictly, like, right on this line every second. So, but we do try to have our opinions and tread lightly to not, you know, we obviously want to gain listeners, not offend them. So we will say, you know, like, I believe my gifts are from God. You know, some people believe that that's devilish stuff if you're speaking to spirit. So we do always try to say, well, this is just our opinions. We're not trying to put, you know, God down your throat or, you know, because some of our listeners might be pagan or atheists or whatnot. So.
And if they're listening to the show, then they're open to it.
Right.
You know?
Right. Well, and I think, you know, working together is how you get to a resolve on any topic, right?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So, once again, tell us the night that everybody can tune into your show.
Every Thursday night from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. or a little later. we're on KRMARadio.com, so it's an internet podcast radio show. You would just go to that internet site and the Listen Now button, and you'll be right on there with us.
All right, well, thanks for stopping by.
Yeah.
It was
thanks
great
for
meeting
having
you guys.
Nice. You as well.
Definitely, definitely going to tune in.
Yeah. Very nice.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks.
Take care.
You as well.
All right. And with us today, we have Adam Bonnet, Glider.
Yep.
Adam, welcome. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So we're coming to you from the 2018 St. Joseph's Paranormal Festival, Convention, Fair, whatever you want to call it this year. But Adam is a motivational speaker. He talks on investigating without limits. Adam, tell us a little bit about your story and what you do and what you're talking about today.
All right. Well, I'm a paranormal investigator. As well as you can see, but yeah. Some people don't see, I'm in a wheelchair. I like to go around talking about, you know, my unique perspective, investigating from a wheelchair, how I get evidence, how I use myself as a trigger object also. And then I also speak about, you know, no limits. I created a little wheelchair-bound ghost.
Oh, cool. So,
that's so cool.
And I use him to go around and show that there's no limits to anything. And in my instance, you know, investigating and such, I do what I can. You know, and that's the thing. I love what I do.
And that's what we were saying, how so many places that we investigate are not wheelchair accessible because they're old buildings or, you know, prisons or all that. And if you just put yourself out there, like you said, there are no limits. You can do it. It may take a little bit of work, but, hey, that's what makes it all worth it.
There's definitely ways to get around things. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the thing, you know. If you got some friends, like in my situation, you know, a lot of these places that I'll go to, I've been thrown over people's shoulders before and took upstairs. So, you know, and then the next incident, I'll be pulled up the steps or something, you know. So there's always ways to do things.
Yeah.
So.
Did you have a particular paranormal experience that was like the light bulb moment for you? Like, I have to investigate now that this has happened to me?
I used to have a lot of things that happened to me being in the wheelchair itself. You know, I would always have feelings of heaviness or things like that. Come to find out, you know, long story short, I was investigating one night and it was a gentleman that wanted to follow me around. He was a psychic at the time and he was following me around and he would stop at certain areas and say stuff. And I couldn't understand what it was, you know, at the time. Mm-hmm. Later on at the end of the night, he'd come up to me and he says, can I talk to you about this? I was like, yeah, it's fine, you know. Because at this time, I want to know what was going on, why I was having these feelings, and what was going on with that. He says, well, everywhere that I followed you through, he says, I kept hearing the words glide.
Oh.
I was like, that's kind of weird, you know. And like you were saying earlier, you know, a lot of the facilities are older.
Mm-hmm.
He says, so in a lot of these facilities that you're investigating, the wheelchairs there were higher back, the old wooden chairs with the higher seats.
Okay.
And he says yours is low to the ground, has a lower back, and it looks like you're gliding across the floor, you know.
Yeah.
So he says just anytime that you get those feelings, he says just stop, turn around, talk to them, explain your situation, and stuff like that. So next time I was getting those feelings, I actually did that, you know, and and it's amazing how it worked because the relevance that I share with myself into, you know, someone that I might be speaking with in the same situation, you know, it just, it's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And it eased up a lot of things.
Yeah.
And you know, and it opened up many windows and doors, you know, so, you know, I like to investigate places that I can relate.
Yeah.
You know, so works out well.
And that brought up an idea that I was thinking too is, we don't know how spirit sees us.
Right.
We don't know how ghosts see us.
Yep.
We may just be like a shadow to them.
Exactly.
And with you, with your situation, that gliding, it might seem like a shadow figure going by.
Right. Yeah.
Just like floating through the air.
Yep. That's it makes you wonder.
Yeah.
You know, it's different perspectives is you never know.
Mm-hmm.
But it's amazing.
One thing that we always ask everybody that we interview is how do you protect yourself from bringing an attachment or something home with you? What do you do personally, if you do anything?
I wear my St. Benedict's pin.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I have it. Also, you know, if I am in a situation where I feel like something's
heavier.
Yeah, heavier.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the thing where people always say, you know, stay here. You're not welcome with me and such. So.
Yeah.
You know, it's basic stuff, you know, but I've never came into that yet.
Yeah.
Yet.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, luckily.
Yeah.
You're lucky. Because it's a difficult thing to, because Joe and I had this thing for a while. We would forget. We'd be so tired after investigating for so long. We would forget to, you know, like, hey, you can't come home with us. And then we get stuff in our house.
Right.
But tell us, you know, is this your speaking engagement? Is this something you do on a regular basis? How long have you been doing this?
It is something that I've been doing regularly.
Okay.
I started speaking. It's been a while.
Yeah.
I think it was around 2012-ish.
Oh, okay.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Got lucky enough to start doing it and loved it.
Mm-hmm.
Loved telling people stories. You know, that's the thing. And it's just blossomed from there. And I've had many chances and opportunities, you know, to share my stories and stuff. So it's worked out well.
Mm. Yeah, great. You ever consider writing a book, or do you have a book about it? Because I'm feeling a book in your aura.
I've thought of it, but I'm terrible at that. You know,
that's what a good editor's for.
Yeah.
You get your story out, and they'll fix it for you.
Mine, you know, I'll, like during my speeches, I'll start talking about something. The next thing you know, my mind's over here on something else, and then I bounce back, and it's like. That's how my book would go. It'd be like chapter 4 over in chapter 10. And you know, but yeah, it's definitely be interesting.
Yeah,
because, you know, you have a great message to tell about acceptance and you know, just don't put a limit on yourself.
Yeah.
Yep.
What would you tell to our listeners if they're having an issue or trouble or just not having a great day? Any advice that you could throw their way?
In general?
In general.
Bad day in general?
Yeah.
You just got to keep going.
That's right.
I mean, you got to keep the positive outlooks going. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, you can't stop. That's one thing I've learned. You know, someone tells me I can't do something, I'm going to prove
that's
them wrong.
That's a challenge, yeah.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's the thing. Strive to keep going.
Yeah.
Yeah. And definitely. Where can people get a hold of you if they wanted to check you out or come to listen to a speech?
My Facebook is the best.
Okay.
I'm trying to remember what it is.
Is it just under your name? Or?
Yeah, it's like facebook.com and then it's Bonnet3.
Okay.
Okay.
So something like that.
I'll check it out and put it in the show notes.
Yeah, sounds good.
Yeah, we'll share that
definitely,
with people.
Definitely. That's where I post all my events and schedule that I'm going to be speaking at and stuff. So.
As a paranormal goes, when did you realize that you had your first passionate feeling thought towards it or whatever, where you thought, this is what I want to do, and this is...
Probably about 10 to 12 years ago, somewhere in that range. Got intrigued by it, had things happen, and...
Tell us the things. Tell us the things. We love the good stuff.
It was... I've had... whenever I was younger, you know, you hear the old church stories, you know, you go there and you see the steeple rise and the Bible and stuff floating. I didn't have that situation, but I went to check a door at a church because we was just out riding ATVs and just resting, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Went to check the door and it was locked and didn't think anything of it. Knew there was no one else around. Went back over to the ATV and all of a sudden the door handle just started shaking rapidly and I was like, I'm out.
Yeah.
You know, I was going. So, but that was definitely interesting. And then just after that, you know, I think that once I got older, that I've got more intrigued into it. I got more interested in knowing, wanting to know, you know, what's happening, what's out there and stuff like that. So
awesome.
And just went from there.
Yeah.
So
have you ever had something know that you're there, call you by name over an EVP?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Sure have. I've had it in my ear whispered to me.
Yep. It's funny because we chase that and we want that, but when it happens, we're like,
Yeah. I mean, you could hear that noise down the hallway and you're like, I want to hear that. And you go after it and then you get down there and it goes, and you're like, I'm leave.
I'm out.
You know, that's another reason they call him Glider because he was out of there.
Exactly.
Yep. Have you ever seen a full body apparition?
I have. I've seen, I was trying to remember which one, I've seen where. I've seen one at Moundsville Penitentiary.
Okay.
And Trans-Allegheny.
Okay.
So, yeah, I mean, that's a couple of the places I've seen those.
I tell you, it's like the Holy Grail, you know, it's like riding a roller coaster.
Yeah.
It's really scary, but once you see it, you're like, yes!
Right.
Show me another!
Yep.
Yeah.
I agree.
I want to see you again.
Yep.
But, yeah, it's interesting. What surprises you most about what's going on in the paranormal right now?
Surprises me the most. How can I put
Or intrigues you or surprises you.
Now, what do you mean by in the paranormal?
We just seem like, from Joe and I doing conventions and going to different haunted locations, it just seems like the activity is more prevalent.
It's like it's ramping up.
It's ramping. It seems like, you know, there's more emphasis on it now.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's the thing, too. I mean, you got to think there's tons of people that are doing it now. I mean, that's a lot of energy you're bringing into a facility or whatever, you know, and it's, I think that might play a role into some of it, you know, but there's definitely tons of people doing it now.
Yeah.
You know, that's.
And everybody's inviting them to, you know, come talk to me.
Right.
And,
yeah. You know. Yep. Yep.
I'm always afraid that veil is getting thinner and it's going to, you know, because some more people are doing it or coming to the shows and things like this. So, you know, you just.
Right.
Yeah,
and that could just be the evolution of time. And it could be the time in the universe when it's supposed to happen, you know?
Yeah,
too.
It's true.
But, yeah, I want to thank you for stopping by because you are definitely an inspiration to everybody.
Thank you. Yes. Appreciate it.
I'm glad you're out there spreading the word and telling people, you know, there are no limits.
That's right.
Yep. The only limits is what you put in your own mind.
That's exactly it.
You know, and get out there and ghost hunt.
Yep.
Or check do whatever.
Out, yeah. So check out Adam's Facebook page. Yep. We'll put a link in the show notes and on our Facebook page. We appreciate it. And keep on gliding.
Oh, yeah. I'm rolling on.
Yeah. All right. All right. Take care.
Thank you all.
Thanks. Thank you. Yep. And with us today, we have a very special guest here coming from the 2018 St. Joseph's Paranormal Fair. We have Eric Karstensen, if I said that correctly. Hope so. All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Eric, tell us a little bit about how you got interested in the paranormal.
Well, pretty much I've been around the paranormal all my life. The house I moved into when I was like 2 years old had stuff. When I was growing up, I used to hear voices on the radio. Thought it was the radio. Went out to the kitchen, and there was nothing out there. It was like whispers of people talking. I go back to bed, and they would start up again. I get up and go check it. Okay, I thought the radio was off, and, you know, it's off. Then, you know, just kind of grew used to it. Then I started seeing, I guess, an apparition around the outside of the house. I gave him the nickname of Blue Shirt. Because he's always dressed in blue, and he used to, like, first time I ever remember seeing him, I was like, who just ran past the window outside? I went outside, looked around the house, there was nothing going on, and so maybe time passed, I seen it again off a different window, I was like, okay, really? So this has been going on for about, like, 20-some years, and I haven't seen him around anymore much, but that was pretty much growing up with some act, you know.
Okay.
Paranormal activities.
About what age did that start for you?
I probably roughly around maybe 7 or 8 when I started seeing things, start paying attention to stuff like that.
The house that you would see that in, was it a modern house? It was an older home?
It was an older home that got added onto it in the 70s. So I'm thinking now since I've been in the paranormal, that probably stirred everything up. Mm-hmm. So.
What do you love the most about the paranormal?
What I love the most is just trying to figure out what is the real deal, the experience, something I've always been kind of afraid of, you know, and to see what is it, you know?
Yeah.
To see, are they really real, if it's evil, nice, the experience more than I see on TV.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
And in your investigations, we get that question a lot about TV, and everybody thinks that you go into an investigation. You walk in, you set up your equipment, and things just start happening.
Right.
People are smacking you on. People are. Do you experience a lot of activity during your investigations, or do you find that it's more wait and shoot?
It's more wait and shoot. What I encountered so far, being a kind of official investigator, it's just waiting. Most of the stuff I haven't really encountered, maybe once or twice. But everything I get, like EVPs, is always after the fact. It's like, there is something that was there. And, you know, I never really, thus far, I haven't got touched on investigations or scratched or anything yet. But that could happen someday yet. But
you're putting yourself out there and inviting them to come. So why not?
Yeah, right. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So in your experience with the paranormal, what kind of things have you experienced firsthand?
This is weird stuff like the ice cold spots, mm-hmm. A phantom smell here and there once in a while, something off, you know. Seeing something out of the corner of my eye, that's before I even started investigations back, just, you know, living life, and it's like, okay, this is not right. Yeah. It's weird. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting. And what, do you have a favorite piece of equipment that you like to use, and what type of equipment are you taking into an investigation?
Well, on our team of Toledo Spirit Hunters, let's put that out, we got the SLS cameras, pretty popular. Mm-hmm. I like the EVPs because I can really hear the voices after the fact. We use that quite a bit. And, you know, we got our night vision cameras, and let's see what else we got. The still cameras. We got a laser grid. We have a flare, mm-hmm. infrared type of instrument. So, yeah, we have a hodgepodge of stuff.
Okay. Out of all those, though, which one do you feel is the best?
The best? For my personal, mm-hmm. I like the voice recorder because I get something more solid evidence there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've heard in the past where if it's not recorded, it didn't happen.
Right. Yeah, right.
document, evidence.
Yes, yeah.
What have you captured EVP-wise?
A lot of different voices. First thing I ever caught was on my cell phone, and I got this not happy, growling type person, and I was very surprised to hear that. That's like my favorite one. Mm-hmm. It's very close, very clear. It's like, wow. And it amazes me. You always, like in the conversation we're talking, you hear other voices that don't belong there. It's like, yeah. Okay, that's not one of us. So that's always cool to hear that. So,
in your investigation, what is the biggest challenge that you've come across?
The biggest challenge? Probably some of the locations.
Okay.
I mean, we did a location in Bowling Green during the wintertime, and it was very, very cold there. So that was like, oh, God, we're freezing. Yeah. So, you know, some locations.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so that's so far that. But.
And what advice would you give to somebody who's new into the paranormal as far as doing an investigation?
Just keep an open mind, you know, going with a positive attitude. Don't be negative and mm-hmm. I want to see a demon right now coming at me, chair thrown at me. Just go in there with open mind, keep your mind open. Mm-hmm. What will happen to you. If not, you know, just keep doing it, you know. Just mm-hmm. listen to your evidence, check it over.
Have you ever had anything follow you home or feel?
No, thank God for that. No, knock on wood, Yep.
Definitely. And do you do any type of protection before you go into a location to
protect
yourself?
Yeah, sometimes I say a private prayer to myself. Mm-hmm. And I got starting to get into learning about crystals and stuff now, so a little more protection, different stuff like that. So.
And is the group that you're in now, is that the first group that you've been in?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Other than just me and a friend going out looking for, mm-hmm. you know, go to a cemetery and see if anything goes boo, you know. Yeah. Otherwise, yeah.
Yeah, and you're local in the Toledo area,
yes,
right?
That's correct, yep.
Do you have a favorite cemetery that you've gone to?
Not yet. No, not really. No, I haven't found one that it's really has been interesting. I've been to a few over mm-hmm. my life, but, you know, but nothing really an investigation that stood out, so.
And if you had all the money in the world.
I was just thinking, we got to ask him that question.
Yeah, I love asking this. Where would your number one place that you would love to go and investigate be?
My number one place? Geez, that's kind of hard to, I don't know. If I had the money, I would spread it out and go to different locations.
Okay.
Because I'm always open to different places and mm-hmm. what's there and what I heard and, you know, try to spread the wealth a little bit.
That's awesome. And so you just got into a group.
Mm-hmm.
You're lead investigator for Toledo Spirit Hunters now.
Yes, that's correct. Yep.
And if somebody had some issues with that, how would they be able to get a hold of the group?
Yeah, we on Facebook. Okay. Under Toledo Spirit Hunters, you can get a hold of us through there.
Okay.
Yep, and just shoot us on Facebook, a message and stuff like that. Yeah, if you need, because it's open, we get right back with you right away.
All right, so, cool. Yeah. Well, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you very much for inviting me.
And good information.
I know we only got a few minutes with you, but you know, maybe some other time.
Yeah, sure. Okay, thanks. Yeah.
We'll catch you at the next.
Okay. All right. Thanks. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks, Eric.
Okay.
Oh, Joe, we have had another amazing weekend. This place has just been so good to us.
I tell you, like I said yesterday, love this event.
Yeah.
Love this event.
Always great. We really appreciate
2 days
and thank Greg Fatetic from Tri-C Ghost
Hunt. Tri-C, they're awesome.
Yeah. Thanks, guys. We really appreciate you hosting us and being so good to us.
Yeah, and I'm pretty much wore out.
Yeah.
2 days of meeting people, talking.
Yes.
I hope you guys really enjoyed all the interviews. Just amazing people.
Yeah.
Amazing people. I'm trying to
remember,
sound like it.
2 years ago when we first started the show, I used to say amazing all the time.
That's why I was kind of saying it a lot.
But anyways, guys, thanks for listening. You know, we'll definitely catch up with you next week. We'll bring you some amazing new shows.
Stay tuned next week for Bigfoot.
Yes. He's coming. It's getting
Bigfoot,
squatchy
Ohio,
in here.
Bigfoot. Yeah. All right. Well, thanks, everyone. And remember, if you enjoy the show, please tell all your friends.
Yeah. Share our Facebook page.
Super easy. Just tell Alexa to play 222 Paranormal Podcast.
Yep.
And we'll talk to you later.
See you guys.